20th century. In the 100 years spanning the 20th century, there were many changes in Alabama and the world. In 1900, most Americans traveled by horse or in horse-drawn wagons or buggies. By the end of the century, trips into space were not unusual. At the beginning of the 1900s, most Americans were uneducated. At the end of the century, most people were literate, could read and write. There were even a large number of high school and college graduates. In 1900, most Americans were farmers. By 1999, farming methods had changed a lot. Modern practices meant that only a small number of farmers were required. They could raise all the food needed by people who worked at many other jobs. Alabama is home to people of many cultures. Our citizens come from every populated continent. Learning to respect each other's culture is part of knowing about and enjoying our state. Chapter 10, Entering the 20th Century. Chapter Preview, Terms. Poll tax, Braille, patent, generate, hydroelectric, vehicle, assembly line, commute, overcropping, segregation, draft, recruit, munitions, pandemic, armistice. Entering a new century, the 1900s, was an exciting time. The idea of a new beginning was good for Alabamians. They had barely recovered from the Civil War. People were looking forward to good times with plenty of food and money. Many people had moved away to find a better life, but some new people moved to Alabama. Families from Ohio came south and settled Cullman. Immigrants from Germany joined them. Cullman became a thriving, doing well community. Economic growth and the blending of cultures continued to change Alabama. Chapter 10, Section 1, Starting to Live in the 1900s. As you read, look for the main reason for the new state constitution of 1901, how voting laws changed, term, poll tax. People looked forward to a new century because the previous one had been so hard. However, life in Alabama did not instantly change when the calendar rolled over to the 20th century. Everyday life in Alabama. Most people lived as they had for many years. Fireplaces or iron stoves usually heated buildings. To keep cool, people opened windows and doors. Candles or oil lamps lit houses at night. Water was drawn from a well or spring with buckets or a hand pump. Sick people were usually cared for at home. At that time, people used home remedies and folk medicine to treat most illnesses. A family only called a doctor when they did not know what else to do for the sick person. Doctors had offices, but often went to patients' homes to treat them. Most people in Alabama had never been to a hospital. In 1900, Alabama was still mostly rural. At that time, there were only 10 cities in the state with a population of more than 5,000. The New Constitution of 1901. A state's constitution is a written guide for running the state government. Alabama's first constitution was written in 1819. The state had four different constitutions during the 1800s. In May 1901, 155 delegates met to change the constitution again. Albert Moore, a historian, said the main issue the convention faced was who would be allowed to vote. Blacks made up more than 40% of the state's population in 1901. This large number of voters could have been important in any election. The Constitution of 1901 made it harder for blacks and poor people to vote. The Constitution of 1901 said that in order to vote, a person must be a man, be at least 21 years old, be able to read and write, be able to explain any part of the U.S. Constitution, pay a poll tax. Paying a poll tax, a tax to vote, kept most poor people from voting. It also reduced the number of black voters. In 1900, there were 181,315 black voters and 232,821 white voters in Alabama. But by 1902, only 2,980 blacks and 191,492 whites could still vote. All of these qualified voters were men, since women were not allowed to vote. The Constitution of 1901 is still in use today. It has been amended more than 400 times since it was first written. It is no longer difficult to register to vote, and no Alabamian pays a poll tax today. All citizens now have an equal opportunity to vote. Think it through. 1. Name the cities with a population of 5,000 or more in 1900. 2. Which groups of people lost the right to vote because of the Constitution of 1901? 3. Why do you think women were denied the right to vote?